Okay, although there'll be less kids. Usually we've been doing it at like 3 p.m. when the kids, neighbor's kids return, screaming bloody murder.
Yeah, today we're doing a late show.
It's not safe. It's not safe. It used to be a safe space.
Children, please, stay in your home until after the pod. You're You're listening to your NBA podcast, David and Kang. Kang, happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, was it?
As we know, other podcasters are taking a holiday, but we're bringing you a show on Thanksgiving weekend.
No. Yeah. Yes, that's how we roll. Thanksgiving means nothing to me.
Of course, we know it means nothing to you because, of course, as we know, in Australia...
I've got nothing to give thanks for.
You do not give any thanks to the local natives. You wipe them all out.
We did have a vote. We didn't talk about this, but we did have a vote.
Yes, and what did you vote?
Yeah.
We know the answer. You voted
Resoundingly no. Big fat no.
Do you want to say something? Let's talk about this. There was a very large and important referendum in Australia where the question was put to the country whether or not the indigenous people of Australia, as in like the native Indians here, deserve to have some say in their own affairs.
No. So yes is like, let's give indigenous people a voice in Australia, and no saying like, let's not do that. And I guess the no side's claim was that it's a slippery slope. Once you start giving some laws that affect indigenous affairs, where does it end? And then people were kind of fear-mongering around reparations and stealing back land, not stealing back land, like taking back the land that was stealing back in the first place.
Well, yeah. I'm not surprised about the results. Ultimately, it was a resounding no, as in every state in Australia voted no.
Yeah, and generally speaking, though, most referendums, I think so, in history of Australia at least, most referendums fail because it's much easier to maintain the status quo than to change it. And I think the thing with this vote was that, also, this is like a month ago, so I can't, like, I was fully into it a month ago when it happened, but it's kind of subsided now. But the thing is, like, some people that were very liberal, as in, what's the word? Like, opposite of conservative, like, super liberal, said the
far
laws
left
did not go far enough.
Right.
Yeah, but you know what I mean? Like, just, yeah, like, it didn't go far enough, the laws, to help Indigenous people. Like, they would shut this down because it doesn't go far enough. Hmm. And then, you know, it's quite easy to campaign around that idea because it's very easy to promote the idea of status quo, like keep everything the same. You don't know all the ins and outs of this law, so just if you don't know, say vote no. Like that was the slogan, very catchy, and it did kind of affect a lot of people. Like it really should have been, if you don't know, learn more about it, like
right,
contact your local council person and inquire more about how this might affect like you and like the country and stuff like that. But it's very easy to just vote no if you don't know. So I think that was maintained throughout the entire time, and the yes vote had a big uphill climb to try to convince people to vote yes. And like really, it's not really affecting most Australians. Most people that voted, this vote doesn't really affect them. It's really affecting the minority of the indigenous people that just wanted to have some type of constitutional recognition, basically. Currently in the Australian constitution, it does not recognize First Nations people at all. Mm. And that was the main thing. It was like trying to give them constitutional recognition as like a first step. And yeah, it doesn't like go everywhere. It doesn't go far enough to give them equality, obviously. Like that will probably never happen in our lifetime. But it's like, I think it's a pretty good step. Like you're enshrining them in the constitution. I think it seems pretty fair, I think. But I guess most Australians didn't think so. So yeah, here we are, left to pick up the pieces of the broken hearts.
And that's why there's no Thanksgiving in Australia.
A way to turn that back. Hey, why do they call it Black Friday? Why is it Black Friday?
I have no idea.
Why black? Is that racial? Like,
No, it's not a ratio. It's, Black Friday, I feel like it's a modern phenomenon. I mean, I wonder how long it's been around.
Oh.
Like, historically, Black Friday, I don't think it was like, I don't remember the term Black Friday when I was a kid. So I think it's probably like...
Because now there's a Cyber Monday, is it? Like, the next weekday, the Cyber Monday?
Black Friday is a Friday...
I think Cyber Monday is older than Black Friday. I think Cyber Monday goes back to the Pilgrims.
Right? No, Cyber. yeah, that's right. Celebrating when the Pilgrims first got internet.
It goes to the founding fathers, right?
Yeah, when they first got broadband. When they
first got dial-up.
Yeah, they first got dial-up. I'm not talking about dial-up, I'm talking about broadband.
17.
When the native Indians... the Sioux tribe first introduced broadband to the Pilgrims on Monday. They got together.
Monday. On
they put away their pitchforks and bows and arrows,
yeah,
and declared like, Cyber like, Monday.
Hey, what's your Wi-Fi password?
Yeah. They said, look, we should not be fighting. Let's call a truce today. Let's get around this $99 big screen TV we got on from Walmart.
Let's be the bigger people and let's share a Wi-Fi password with the Pilgrims.
Yeah, and pour one out for all the poor souls that got trampled to death on the Friday before, getting so that we can enjoy our $99 TV
by buying a flat screen TV. Thanksgiving. Canada celebrates Thanksgiving.
We do. Our Thanksgiving is actually better because it's in October, so it's a month before. Whereas in the States, it's obviously.
Why is that better?
Well, because I feel like Thanksgiving and Christmas in the States it's too close together. So you're having turkey like end of November, and a month later you're having like the same meal again.
Turkey? You have turkey on Christmas?
You have turkey on Christmas. What do you have for Christmas?
I live in
turkey.
Australia. We eat fucking like eat like hot dogs.
Oh god!
Salad.
Yeah, you put on your board pants.
It is weird. Like growing up in Australia, you know, you watch Christmas movies, and most Christmas movies are like about snow. Like there's snow in the background. It's mostly centered around the main characters in wintertime, and you just watch it and you know it's Christmas, but you just, that's it. And then you look outside your window and it's like 40 degrees. it's like you can see the heat waves like outside your window, and then you go back to your TV and it's like white winter wonderland kind of thing. It's kind of jarring, but you just like kind of get used to it growing up in Australia because you know that's life. You know.
Let's not beat around the bush and let's talk about your guy. Proud Aussie.
My guy.
Aussie's finest. Is it Melbourne? I think it's Melbourne. Melbourne's finest.
I know Josh Green. I mean, Josh Green is like 6-7 years younger than me. But like Josh Green went to King's School, which is a school in Sydney. Yeah, Josh Giddy's from Melbourne.
Josh Kitty.
Kitty. What did you say?
Did I stutter? Josh Kitty. Josh likes the kids. He likes the kids. The big breaking news.
Can we be honest though? Can we like not? Let's not make too much. Let's be respectful. A little bit respectful.
Okay, let's be respectful here.
Because it is an ongoing allegation, right?
There are potential minors involved, so we have to be sensitive here. But I'm talking about Australia's finest, Josh Giddy, this week. The story broke this week that he is under investigation by the NBA. Over allegedly having a relationship with a lady, actually not a lady, not definitely not a lady, with a child, with an underage child, allegedly. why is this funny?
Allegedly underage child, yeah. Is she underage though? I think.
We don't
I
really think... know right now. So how this got exposed was a anonymous account on Instagram, I wanna say, or a combination of Instagram and Twitter, started posting deleted posts and pictures from Josh Giddy's account and potentially maybe the girl's account, showing Josh Giddy naked with this lady or this child, alleged child. And this anonymous account accused Giddy of dating this person who they claim was underage at the time of the photos. So underage in this context means the age of 16, which is in Oklahoma.
Can we clear that up? Because we did.
Yeah, go ahead.
In where? In
Oklahoma
where?
State.
In Oklahoma?
Oklahoma State, yes. So okay. Every state is a little bit different.
So you're saying age of consent is 16.
It's 16.
So a 16-year-old can have sex with a 40-year-old.
Yes.
Right. So in Oklahoma, they've deemed it safe for a 16-year-old to have sex with a 40-year-old.
With whoever they want.
Chose
if they chose, if they consent, they can have intimate relations with anyone they want after the age of 16.
Because I may be wrong, but I think in Australia, might also be statewide, but when you're 16, yeah, you can. That's the age of consent.
Okay.
And like, let's just say Australia. I don't know if it's statewide or nationwide. But that doesn't mean you can have sex with people over 18. That's considered an adult.
Interesting.
It just means you can have sex with other 16-year-olds or 17-year-olds.
Okay, that's actually.
So you can have sex, but like obviously, I mean, like let's be real. Like 14-year-olds and 13-year-olds probably have sex as well, but it's probably deemed, I don't know, morally gray, like to do that. But I think yes, legally you can have sex at age 16 in Australia. That is. But you can't, I don't think you can have sex with 18-year-olds. I think that's considered an adult with a child, I think.
Right.
But I didn't look this up. I did say I'm not too sure though. And but it's just, you know, like you said 16 and a 40-year-old like that. I know Giddy is 21, so that's a very different thing, but it sounds pretty gross, like a 16-year-old and a 40-year-old having sex.
I should correct myself. I'm not sure the exact rules. I know the age of consent is 16, but I'm not sure if there's like, a limit on the male partner or your partner has to be.
What is it? Why male? Why did you say
I'm
male?
Just saying like, well, that's an interesting question, right? What if it was a female? Does that make it better? I mean, it certainly feels better. It feels less scandalous.
For you, maybe. Maybe for you, because you were 16 and you want to have sex with her.
You check this up for me. I don't want to be tracked for this. I already get enough weird shit in my feeds.
I don't know. It's
just make sure you clear your cache afterwards.
It's pretty hard. I can't.
Okay.
Incognitoing. It's kind of hard for me to say.
You don't want Joanne to be seeing your search results.
Jesus Christ, yeah.
It's like, Kane's like searching Oklahoma sex, age of consent.
Age of consent. Yeah. What is the age of consent? Well, okay, let's go back to the story. So Josh Giddy,
Let's get this correct. You go.
No. So Josh Giddy allegedly is having a relationship with somebody underage. So you're saying underage is a minor, which means they're under 16, yeah?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so he's 21, right? So he's obviously an adult. And so just purely from your morally ethical perspective, if she was 16, yeah? Mm. Like, so that's the law of consent, that's the age of consent. Mm. If she was 16, is that okay, technically? Like, sorry, morally?
When you're in that early teen age, like 1 year makes a world of difference. All your friends are changing. Your world is like changing. That's musical taste, everything. So this is where things can get a little bit iffy. Yeah.
It's like basically, if Josh, like a few years before, Josh Giddy is basically, it's like in year 12 and dating your seven person.
Mm, exactly. So there's a lot of stigma, and I can definitely see that, right? I mean, if you're in high school and like, you know, a first year uni student is like dating some like grade 10 or grade 9, I mean, that's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on both sides. On both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
Because on the female side, let's just be honest, she's a slut, right? That's the label that she's going to get. And on the uni side, that guy will be like ostracized. I mean, no one's giving the guy a high five for dating some high schooler. That's like, you're either a pedophile or like, dude, you can't like date someone your own age. You have to like trawling for like kids in high school. Pathetic. Like, what? First of all, why are you hanging around high schools?
Like, he's only been in America since 2021. That's when he got drafted by Thunder. Because previously he was playing professional basketball in Australia. He never played college basketball. So I assume that girl is American. So they've been dating... like, I'm trying to do the timeline here. I'm just doing it in my head. But she's... So 2 years ago, Josh Giddey arrived in America, 2021.
Immediately he said, take me to the high schools. I want to do community service. Yeah, sign me up.
I want...
sign me up.
I want to do the... I want
Josh Giddey Foundation for the kids. He loves the kids.
I guess what I'm saying is that Josh Giddey, when he entered the NBA, was already an adult because he's 21 now.
But still a kid.
So he
at heart.
Would have been 19, 18, at least 18 or 19 years old when he joined. Currently talking, it hasn't been investigated by the police yet. It's just by the NBA doing it. Obviously, the NBA is trying to like protect their own skin, and maybe trying to set some precedent. Like, you can't be doing this, basically, because teammates have also started deleting photos of Josh Giddey. It's pretty damning.
Oh.
If they knew something about it, you know what I mean? Like, and they felt like they thought they had some connection to it, they weren't just like the NBA and this Oklahoma City Thunder, and obviously I assume that, you know, the front office is telling them like, hey, we need to kind of separate ourselves from Josh Giddey. But I mean, having said that, Josh Giddey played today. He played against the Sixers today, so it seems like right now there's no like kind of punishment, like, or pre-banishment. I think they're just going to wait to kind of see how it plays out. What was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, the other thing I was going to say is, like, whatever happens, actually, even if he's deemed innocent or guilty, this girl has basically cost Josh Giddey tens of millions of dollars.
Tens of million?
I don't know if this...
He's going to be in jail.
Yeah, because... Oh, that's my point. That's, yeah, hundreds of millions of dollars then. At minimum, it's going to cost tens of millions of dollars just for this, unless he just starts to ball out, like, just insanely, just way better than Shai Gilgeous-Alexander's type of play. But he's already had a pretty shaky start to the season. I think he is max contract eligible after the season or next season. And I think prior to the season, I think a lot of people would think like, oh, he's probably getting there. Like, maybe not max, like maybe Jalen, like, you know, like the soft max. Like, that's his ceiling. But with this allegation, with how he's playing the beginning of the season, it doesn't kind of look good for Josh Giddey to get a big contract. And just all these kind of stories bubbling around him has been very negative. And it's just cost him tens and millions of dollars at this point. Which, if you're his agent, he's probably not very happy with him as a client.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. So I think it either is going to be very bad for him or it's not going to be an issue. Because, like I said, the key thing is just about the age. So if it's underage, then he's in deep, deep shit. I mean, an agent, he's not going to have an agent if that's the case. He's going to have a fucking defense lawyer. And if age was not an issue, then I don't think, then the contract, it shouldn't affect his contract too badly, right? Because it would have been of consent, right? Age of consent, and he didn't do anything illegal.
Maybe you're right.
So I think it's either war. It's either very bad or nothing at all. And I feel like this is something, this is an investigation that would be wrapped up very quickly because we already know who the girl, like, we know her name.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, we know the school. Like, this is just like, call the school. Like, if I have some money, I'd call the school myself.
Yeah. Well, I mean, finding out her age isn't the issue. Like, you can find out her age is right now. It's just timestamping that photo.
Right, and right. Good point.
When the relationship started. Like, it's kind of pouring through the social media or, like, the text threads. If I mean, you can't do that, right? NBA can't do that. But the police can obviously do that if they get a warrant to go through his phone or something like that.
Yeah.
And if they can establish when the relationship started, I guess that would be considered grooming. Like, maybe that's not... Like, maybe that's sex when they're 16, but if Josh Giddey was grooming her when she was a minor, then that's also pretty bad. Maybe not as bad, because...
So that's
you know, the alternative is rape. If that's sex, it'll be rape. But it's not... I don't know. Like, what if they just met online and she was, like, catfishing him? Like, saying, I go to university as well, and... You know, I'm, like, lying about her age. Is that what catfishing means? Or is catfishing just about, like, photos?
I think catfishing is when a big, thick black dude sends dick pics to, like, Paul George, PG-13. I don't know. I think with the story, we just have to maybe...
You know what I mean, though? Like, who's the impetus on there if... The underage girl's lying.
This is part of the investigation. I think this is what the investigation will be about, to clarify these questions. Like, how much of it is grooming? How much of it was just that girl lying to Giddey?
If it's not sex, sure. If it's sex, like, you need to find out. You need to ask for her ID, or, you know, like, that's on you as an adult. But if it's just talking online, how can you say for sure that she didn't lie about her age or whatever? I don't know. I'm not saying that it is what happened, but also I don't want to defend Josh Giddey too, because it does sound like he did do something he shouldn't have done.
Okay. I think we've said enough about this topic. But next time we record, we probably get some clarity about this story. Let's talk about a team that I have been paying deep attention to, and that's the LA Clippers. Obviously, people are paying attention to them because of James Harden. Now, since they've benched Westbrook, they've actually played okay now. They've won a couple of games. Did they win today? They won today against...
They won the last three. No, they lost today. Oh, yeah, they won today against the Mavs. But previously...
Prior to that, they were losing, I think they lost something like six straight.
Yeah, so they lost six straight. And then they won three, beating the Spurs twice. And then they lost to the Pels. And then now they've beaten the Mavs, like, smashed the Mavs.
From a team level, they kind of, what they're doing right now is a good plan. But on the other hand,
it's not good enough. Like, the whole, like, what are they? So even if you can't take into account today's game, they're 4-6 in the last 10.
Yeah.
Even if they were 5-5 or 6-4, that's terrible. They need to make so much ground to compete in the playoffs, like, what are the 7-8 right now? If you kind of extrapolate this across the season, that means they're going to finish 40-42 or even worse potentially. Like, I guess that's good enough for the West, because you've got guys like the Rockets, the Pels, the Warriors having a bad season, and they're in front of you as well. So fine, maybe that's good enough. But for a team that's stacked with four Hall of Famers, and some pretty good, like, role players, Norman Powell, Vika Zubac, Daniel Tice, I think Plumlee when he gets back healthy. What's his name? The other guard?
Bones Highland?
Bones, maybe. All pretty solid role players. Like, they got a great team. They just, I don't know. I'm kind of putting this on the coach. I know it's unfair to blame him because he's just, he kind of just kind of got this on the fly, but I don't get much confidence when these guys are running around. Like, prior to today's game against Mavericks, they smashed. But it doesn't give me much confidence in the coach that he doesn't know how to
incorporate,
like, organize four Hall of Famers.
Okay. You hold your horses, okay? Four Hall of Famers, you do...
Well, I don't know. Well, I'm not...
Okay, let's talk about these four Hall of Famers, okay? You have Kawhi Leonard, who doesn't talk. We don't know what he likes. Well, we do know what he likes. He definitely likes those hookers.
He likes having...
Staring at the hooker like he's fucking, like... he's, like, watching paint dry.
It was pretty old, isn't it?
You know the video I'm talking about? He was getting a lap dance. He was just fucking like staring at the poor girl. Like he was gonna like fucking rip her head off afterwards.
I probably have seen it.
Okay.
Probably have seen it, but yeah, old video.
So that's one of your Hall of Famers. You got the other Hall of Famer who's getting catfished by big fat black guys. Okay, sending them dick pics.
Oh yeah, I need context. I need context for that.
We're talking about PG-13, or as I like to call him, PG-0.0. Okay, who in critical game in the bubble scored 0 points in the second half. This is the same PG-13 who got tricked online. He thought he was like talking to some hot chick and turned out to be like some black dude. This is the same PG-13 who's like a gimp to Russell Westbrook. Like seriously, like this guy, he loves Westbrook. Okay, yeah. Like why does he love Westbrook so much? I can't believe it. This is like dating all the way back to OKC. Someone check on PG-13. Okay. I think Westbrook slapped his dick on the side of PG's head and got concussed. Jesus Christ. Okay, that's your second Hall of Famer. Third Hall of Famer. Who sits on the ground in Houston to get traded. Who sits on the ground in Brooklyn. Refuses to play with the league MVP, Embiid, in Philadelphia. Mm. Who's 34 years old, turning 35. Mm. Who tells people that he's not... Wait, what did he say? He's not the system. He is. Wait, he's not a system man.
Yeah, I'm not part of a system. I'm not part of the system. I am the system.
He said, I'm not a system man. I'm a system man. That's what he said. That's your third Hall of Famer. And let's talk about the fourth Hall of Famer. Okay, the fourth Hall of
system.
The fourth Hall of Famer. When LeBron James, the greatest basketball player ever, was about to break the scoring record. He couldn't get it fucking in the game because Westbrook won't leave the floor. Darvin Ham tried to check in LeBron James and Westbrook won't leave. He won't leave the court. That's your fourth Hall of Famer. So let's put them all together, and please go make something of this group.
That was pretty good. That was a pretty good summary.
Make something of this group, Ty Lue.
So the GM of the Clippers is old Nets coach, right? What's his name? Frank Lawrence, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Well, I know it's Trent Redden. I don't know who this is, but yeah, well, I think Lawrence Frank is the president. Anyway, they wouldn't have just traded for him just because James Harden wants to come to LA, so let's just do it. I don't even know what they gave up to get James Harden, by the way. Like, what was it? Nick Batum? Whatever, like Robert Covington, like kind of random
players.
And
draft pick, matter. I think.
It's nothing to get James Harden. So they thought like the trade is worth it because the assets that they're giving up is minimal. I don't think the basketball has been terrible. Like, I don't think it's been so bad on my eyes. Like, I'm not watching terrible basketball when I see them play together. Like, yeah, maybe James Harden's pick and roll style is a little bit different than Kawhi's ISO dribble up and shoot style, and PG's. I don't know, PG kind of fits seamlessly, I think, defensively, and just offensively, he can just be off ball shoot, like kind of shooting guard. And Russell obviously is the most jarring because he demands the ball so much that he takes away
the 20
flow
shots
from the game for everyone else. So yeah, we'll get to Russell in a second because I think what he volunteered for is pretty selfless.
Boy. Yeah, oh, Jesus.
But I don't think the product has been so bad. But having said that, it's not so bad, but it's like kind of, it's fine. Like, they're not beating great teams, and they beat the Spurs twice. That's not an achievement because the Spurs are like trying to tank, obviously. It's not like a surprise. It is a surprise to me that Ty Lue hasn't been able to work it out yet. And I think the fact that it took Russell Westbrook to be selfless and to volunteer to step down onto the bench.
Oh my God.
I don't know. It kind of is a bad look for Ty Lue to kind of submit to these guys and say, like, okay, you guys figure it out. And like, let me know.
I know you're trolling
you
me.
Decide.
You're trolling me, right?
I mean, the 500, like, it's not good enough. Like, they're basically 500, like, as a new unit. And it's 10 games in. And also, it's 10 games in, so we should see some pretty good results. I think James Harden also said it takes about 20 games for them to gel together. But when he came to Brooklyn, it was instantly when he came to Brooklyn, it was like, dude, James Harden is the man. Like, James Harden might actually be the best player. And we got Kevin Durant and Kyrie Irving as well. Like, that's how crazy he was when he first came to Brooklyn. So, I mean, it's his excuses. I think, like, he should be able to work as, you know, Kawhi's still shooting pretty well. And Paul George is playing pretty well. Like, they're going to make the playoffs, obviously. But they're supposed to win a championship. And Ty Lue's too in his feelings to do something over this team.
I can't tell if you're joking, but I'm going to assume that you're joking. Because I'm not saying James Harden is not a good pickup for them, given what they've given up. But what's clear is that Westbrook is not going to be happy coming off the bench, playing 14 minutes, which is what he's basically averaging now off the bench. Like, playing 14 minutes, I mean.
Ty Lue said he wanted to come off the bench.
Do you believe that? Like, I can't tell you for sure.
Quote from Ty Lue.
But you realize that that's just giving Westbrook like an elegant out to what is an inevitable situation, right? Which is that he's going to come off the bench.
Yeah, because he volunteered to come off the bench. Yeah.
Okay. I want to kill myself.
I didn't see the problem. Like, what? He's like, Westbrook held his hand up, and then he's like, I volunteer.
Yeah,
I'll come off the bench. And Ty Lue was like, thank you. So
also, I also called Ty Lue. I said, Ty, you keep Westbrook on the team. I'm sitting out this year.
I'll
sit out this year.
I'll come off the bench.
I won't. Yeah, I'll stay off the team this year. I'll apply next year. I'll try out next year. Okay, I know you're joking.
Oh yeah, that's what you said. Yeah, you're like, oh, I chose not to play in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. I also chose not to play in the NBA. Look, it's already getting weird right now because like Westbrook, he clearly does not want to come off the bench. Like, have you seen like James Harden hitting like the game winner and Westbrook's just like sitting there like someone died? And this is like three games into this winning streak. So what I'm saying is, but come January, February, like Westbrook, I think he's moved. I definitely think he's moved because he's not going to like this.
I typed in Russell Westbrook and it came up cotton picking.
Oh, God.
Did you see that? Oh, you haven't seen that before?
No, okay, yeah. I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Like in OKC.
Yeah, that's OKC. Yeah,
it's like during MVP time, prime Westbrook anyway. He's like shooting a corner three. He makes it and announces like, Russell Westbrook's out of his cotton picking mind.
God. So I did check on that.
That's the first thing that comes to his mind, right. Like this announcer. Yeah. Not like he's out of his freaking mind or something. It's cotton picking.
Right. Yeah. It was probably on his mind the entire game, but it's like the first time he was able to like get it out.
I mean, it's just it's like his bloodlines. He just sees these people.
So I did actually research that, and OKC is like a cotton picking industry. Like it is a thing there. So I'm not saying that makes it.
Nah, but yeah.
Exactly. It's still horrible, but at least it's like, it'd be weird if this was like in New York, right? And the announcer blurted it. It would never happen in New York. Mike Breen.
It would never fly in any city. Like I know what you're saying. Like it's probably got kind of historical cotton picking industry, but like we know historically who did the cotton picking.
Right, right, right.
That only kind of belonged to one race group historically in America.
Let's end the show on this. We've gone way over. Let me ask you this very important question.
Well, yeah, so Westbrook has a player option actually next season, a player option, not a team option, a player option, but for only $4 million. So yeah, he might not. Yeah. Opt in.
Do you think Westbrook would choose to be on a different team come February?
The thing is, like, if he wants to win a championship, okay, actually, either way, yes, because the Clippers aren't winning a championship.
Okay.
either way. So yes, I think he would want to. But the thing is, like, if he wants to win a championship, he has to come off the bench. Mm. Like, there's just... I can't think of a roster where the team would be better with Westbrook. Maybe Orlando, actually. Maybe Orlando. Maybe. That could work. I don't know. They need a point guard.
Okay. We'll monitor the situation. I'm actually really fascinated by Clippers now just because of this, like, the clash of these four personalities.
Yeah. No, look, in all kidding aside, yes, obviously Westbrook is not a happy camper right now. He doesn't seem like he's enjoying his time in LA. And unless they maybe it's also losing, though. Like, they've just gone through a big losing streak and Westbrook thinks it's his fault.
Oh, it is his fault.
Because he is also shooting terribly.
It's definitely his fault.
So, I mean, like, yeah, if you're playing badly, if you're not doing well at your job, when you kind of feel shitty, even if you're not blaming anyone else, like, you just kind of feel, you're just in a shitty mood.
My feelings about Westbrook, it, like, fluctuates from feeling sorry for him to, like, you know, being angry at him. I have a complicated relationship with him, okay?
Look, if he doesn't want to come off the bench for fucking LeBron, like, who's LeBron anyway? How many? He's only won, like, three more MVPs than Westbrook has.
Nobody. LeBron actually should come off the bench.
Can we end on a positive note? I just want to say, watching the game today, beating his old team Cleveland, it was kind of like a full circle moment. Like, I know he's going to verse Cleveland many more times, but it's pretty amazing that it's year 20 now. Like, he's 38 years old.
38, right? Yes.
He's playing at, like, all NBA caliber level. Like, that's
truth.
That's insane. Like, I'm thinking of other, like, 38-year-olds, like, maybe, like, Joe Johnson or...
Yeah, let's not bring
other him. Old Vince Carter. Maybe, like, Vince Carter or something like that. Oh, no, my point is, like, anybody at that age is going to be serviceable at best. This is amazing, LeBron. Like, I was watching him today, man. I was like, fuck.
You like that.
He's still doing it. Like, it's crazy. Like, I was never even a huge LeBron fan. Like, I always liked him, but... I mean, I recognize he's the GOAT. Like, I'm not saying I think he's better than MJ, but, like, I was never, like, rooting for the Cavs, you know.
I love it. I think that's a beautiful message, Kane, and on that note, thank you and God bless. Goodbye.
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy holidays. It's very somber. Very somber. Isa Torres on the beat, boys.